Angel.
Hi, love. Welcome to Giving Hell. I'm your host, Helly. Giving Hell is your safe space to be a hot mess of a human while connecting to your higher self. We talk about health, wealth, and self-love and manifesting your dream reality. So go ahead and subscribe, rate and review, send it to your friends, do all that stuff. And we're going to get right into it. This episode is going to be a little bit more risque, a little bit more than I'm used to. But I feel like I always say this, we're warming up. We're becoming friends. We're actually getting really fucking close, bitch. Okay, so this is going to be TMI. Happy Valentine's Day, babes. Whether you're single or taken, it's a day of love. And what is better than love? Nothing. Nothing is better than love. Love yourself, baby. But we're going to talk about a specific type of love today. That love is sex. And let me tell you something, girl. I've been having a lot of her. I've been hanging out with her a lot lately. Me and sex have been besties, and that's not a joke. We're gonna get into it, okay? I have talked about being a good receiver, specifically in my How to Manifest a Relationship method. I was talking about how to be a good receiver, which is cutting your hose off and being like single and available and like a good version of yourself that is ready for a relationship, meaning like handled all the traumas that you can at the time. Okay, well, I've been being a good receiver in other ways. Okay, I've been receiving a lot of pleasure. And honestly, I specifically in this type of pleasure that I'm talking about, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. This episode, by the way, is going to be not suitable for work. So this is not one that you can listen in the car with your mother. It might be a little bit late for the morning, but it's just not. But anyway, pleasure. Pleasure is something that I feel like I'm talking like a radio show host. This is something that I'm honestly uncomfortable talking about, like with so many people. And I know that we're really close, but it's a lot of us here. And it's also something that I've cut myself off from for so long. Like in my last relationship, I didn't like him. Like, you know what I mean? If you've listened to the Tyler episode, you know that like everything about him was just like, ugh. So obviously I'm not fucking the man, you know what I mean? Like, I don't even like you. I'm not gonna have sex with you. And if I did have sex with you, it was because felt like a job. So I felt like truly I couldn't have like sex anymore for pleasure. I thought like something in me was ruined. I felt like the wells have dried up. Like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But I truly felt like it wasn't a thing for me anymore. And I have always been a very sexual person. I'm a stripper, for God's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, that's not by chance. It's like for certain people, you know, I'm a sex worker. Like, come on. Like, it's just a part of my nature. And it might have to do with a lot of the Scorpio placements that I have. But, you know, it was very strange coming to a place in my life where I felt like sex was not really important to me. And that was also very scary because I was like, where did this entire piece of me go? This piece that meant so much to me, that was such a huge piece of my life, that sometimes maybe a little bit hypersexual and, you know, like maybe a little bit in the self-harm area, which is something to look at in case that was the sign for you. Take that one. But it was such a big piece of me, and now it's gone. And you guys, I found her again. We linked up. We've been hanging out quite often, many different places. I'm not gonna get into it. I'm sorry. But like, babes, okay, I am gonna get into it actually. Because now that I have been experiencing this level of pleasure and this like high vibration, and let me say one thing, since I've been experiencing this level of pleasure and this high vibration, like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's okay, I'm just gonna say it, okay? This is especially the time when you put your headphones in. You know when, like, you have really good sex, and then the next, maybe, depending on how good it is, 12, 24, 48, 72 hours, you're, like, on this high? Babes, the first man that I had, like, good sex with since my last relationship, he gave me so much motivation. I don't even know what it was. But like the next day, I was like, I need to, you know, get my life together. I was ready to take on more shifts at the club, make more money, start investing. I was like, what should I invest in? I'm like, okay, I need to start doing X, Y, and Z and getting my life together, investing in the metaverse. Like, that dick had me motivated, okay, for days. And then in that moment, I remembered these TikToks that I used to see all over my For You page that were talking about like sex manifestation and like orgasm. And like while you're orgasming, to literally like visualize what you want. Babes, that shit is real. So I'm actually going to play a TikTok for you, pretty much explaining what this is, and I'll leave her at and everything in the description, but I need her to explain it.
I hope this doesn't get taken down. Did you know that you can use the big O to manifest? I've done this before, and it fucking works. But basically, you just need to have the O, either with a partner or on your own, if you know what I'm saying. I ended up manifesting moving to New York with this manifestation technique. I literally just thought of a picture of New York when I released. The reason why this works, because that center down there can literally create life. So of course, the energy of it is very powerful and can be used to manifest. So next time that you have your big O, whether on your own or with your partner, visualize something in your head while you're releasing that you want to manifest. It's really crazy, I know, but it does work. I know some people are probably going to come for me for this, but I don't fucking care as long as it helps someone. Tell me how it goes for you.
And that TikTok was by Ana Lucita. I want to remind you guys that this can be done solo dolo, okay? On your own, you just got to get that O, okay? But I also want to add to that the thought about just that feeling that you get from good dick, you know what I mean? Or good pussy, whatever. That really like raises your vibration. And when you are vibrating higher, okay, high vibrations travel faster. So when you are manifesting, let's say like something that makes you feel so good, that's going to come quicker than the manifestation of like misery. I don't know how, if I just explained that well, but basically this is why when you have a negative thought, that's not going to manifest right away. Like that's not going to happen. If you have continuous negative thoughts and you keep thinking negatively, you're going to manifest a negative life. But having just one negative thought, you're going to have more positive thoughts. If you are an abundant thinker, you're going to have more positive thoughts that are going to beat those out. Positive thoughts are faster swimmers, right? And faster swimmers win. That's what makes the baby. Just on the topic of sex, you know what I'm saying? So just to clarify, if anybody has ever been thinking, oh my God, my negative thoughts, if I think something negative at all, it's gonna like manifest in my life. No, because it happens so slowly. The negative vibrations move so slowly that by the time that even hits the universe, you've already told the universe something else. You've already told the universe all of the positive things that you want. Those have already hit the universe. Does that make sense? Sometimes I think I babble and like don't know if the point was made. But what I'm trying to say is that even in the state, not even just in orgasmic mode, orgasm mode, when you're literally just like in that puppy love state, focus on those thoughts, use that energy to not only feel good in the moment, but use that to manifest. Use the fact that you are already vibrating higher as a way to speak directly to the universe. Let me go back to the guy that I was telling you about that like put me in that state that like dickmatized me for a couple days. I was on such a high, like I said, and I was just so productive, so motivated, and I was visualizing myself making more money, just growing my businesses. I'm visualizing all of these things. And then one day during conversation, he goes, just don't fall in love with me. And as like a non-committal person, we cannot have two of those in one situation. So if I notice any emotional unavailability, I'm out. I'm running. I'm on my way out the door, okay? I am running far, far away. And by far, far away, I mean into another man's bed. just this time, okay? My thought process, and this is not advice, this is a toxic decision that I made for myself that ended up working out. So in my mind, I thought, well, the only way to not fall in love with this man, as he said, don't fall in love with him, is to create that little dick tie. I don't know if that's appropriate. To another man. You know, let another man make me feel that good. Because I knew at the end of the day, it wasn't the first guy. Let's call him, what should we call him? Let's call him Lighter, because he ignited my sexuality again. Okay, so Lighter was like, is that a bad name? Let's call him Fuego. Okay, so Fuego was like, obviously not the only reason that I was able to like feel in tune with my sexuality again. I knew that it wasn't specifically him, that it just so happened to be him. So I knew that somebody else could do that as well, okay? So I called up this guy that was only in town for the week. I met him earlier in the week and he was literally leaving on Monday. And I called him on a Saturday night and I was like, babes, what are you doing? And he told me what hotel he was staying at. He was staying at the W in Times Square, got me an Uber, and I was on my way. Okay, first time in Times Square, by the way, that was gorgeous. I did not know that Times Square was like daytime in the night. I thought that was only in Vegas, you know, because I mean, in Chicago, we have lights and stuff like that, but like not like Times Square. So I meet this man in Times Square at his hotel and we had an amazing night and morning. And then he sent me home in the morning, and it was just incredible because there needed to be no conversation about what are we, where is this going. There was no leading on, there was none of that, because homeboy is going back to London in the morning. Actually, that very same day he went back to London, and it was just perfect timing. We've chatted a little bit since then, but other than that, it was great. Oh, side note, let me tell you a really funny story about that. So I didn't really like know too much about the guy. I just knew that he was from London. I thought he was originally from Argentina because he had an accent. It was like it wasn't like a full blown like British accent. It was like a little bit of like a mix, you know, just those like well-traveled people. No, he's from Armenia. He's an Armenian British man, and very sexy, by the way. And when I get there, I say, so what do you do for work? You know what this man tells me? He says, yeah, I'm in town because I'm an international gun salesman. I sell guns to the United States and the UK and pretty much all over the world. And I was like, I am so glad I didn't know that before, because I would not be here right now. I would not be coming into an Armenian gun salesman's house. It wasn't a house, it was a hotel room, but I wouldn't be here nonetheless. It was just like so funny. And I was giving like very much so like main character vibes. Like it was like I'm in my own little movie. Like, whoops, ended up at a really fancy hotel with an Armenian gun salesman. Wow. Okay. But the funniest part of all of that is the fact that I was in this extremely rich hotel that I have never been in before with this very wealthy man after I had just spent that 48 hours of dickmatization, visualing myself in wealthier spaces, making more money, being more of a boss. Like, I'm literally visualizing myself becoming more of a boss, and now I'm laying next to like super fucking boss. You know what I mean? Just like this super sexy, like, I don't even know. It's something about the violence and the danger. Even though there was no violence and no danger, it was just something about the guns, you know, something about the guns that made it really fucking sexy. And probably a lot to do with the fact that he was extremely rich, who, mind you, he's showing me all of his properties. He showed me one of his estates in Mexico. It was like a $40 million estate with a nightclub in the basement. And these are all his houses. He's like, yeah, I was just at this house. This is my house. And da-da-da-da-da. Bro travels around the whole world just being a badass. And I'm bumping elbows and private parts with this man. And it was just so funny to me. A lot of people's brains don't work like this, but my brain was like, oh my God. Because I slept with Fuego and I was like on this high where I started seeing myself elevated in wealth, in love, in sexuality. Now I'm literally sitting with a rich man, a very sexy rich man. He was still in his 20s, which is like shocking for wealthy men. Still in his 20s, gorgeous. And I'm sitting in bed with him and he's showing me all this money that he has. And it only reinforced the visions that I had of seeing myself in those places. And when I tell you, I was looking at his homes and pretending like they were mine. I was watching his vacation videos and pretending like they were mine. I was using his experiences to start manifesting my own reality. When you see somebody else who is successful and wealthy, that is not the time to say, oh, I wish I had that, right? That is the time to say, that's mine. I can see myself there. I'm so happy for you and your wealth, because I have that as well. You claim it. You know what, those visualization TikToks where everybody's typing in the comments, claim, 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 claim. No, you claim that with your energy. You truly tell the universe, I actually do see myself in that position. I feel how happy I would be in that position. I don't even need to be there, because I trust in you, universe, that you're going to bring it to me. And that's what I did. And I started visualizing myself in this man's house in Mexico. Now that I say it out loud, that I was picturing myself in this man's house, I don't know if that sounds appropriate or creepy, but anyway. Are you guys ready for the fucking best part of this story? Spoiler alert, there's a third man in play, okay? And we are gonna call him Dude, because that is literally what I call him to my friends. I'll be like, I'm going to Dude's house tonight, and they're like, oh my God, I love Dude. I'll be like, Dude just gave me $1,000, which is a true story, okay? This man, Dude, is also a businessman, but a very different type of businessman, I'll say. I'm not gonna go into specifics, because not my business. But... you know, they'd say money comes through people. Baby, money has been coming through this man, okay? He is so fucking generous, okay? We've hung out a couple times, and within those couple of times, and when I say a couple, I really mean four times. We've hung out four times. maybe five. I don't know. It's been a lot lately. But between him just handing me spending cash for my vacation, you know, I was in Texas last week and I need a little bit of money to spend to have a little good time. Homeboy gave me $1,000. And you know what he did right before he gave me that $1,000? He paid my rent. My rent is $1,100 and he paid my rent. The first week that I knew him, he paid my rent. Hello. Hello, 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 bitch. The price has gone up, okay? My ex would spoil me. Like, he would give me money and he would buy me stuff and do all this and that. Da, da, da. Baby, I still had to pay half the rent. I still had to pay my part. And he lived with me. This man does not live with me. But he... The price has gone up. The price has gone up. Do not fucking talk to me. Also, pause. I need you to check in with your thoughts. When I just said that somebody gave me $1,000... Did you say to yourself, oh my God, she's so lucky. I wish that could happen to me. Oh my God, poor me. That'll never happen in my life. Oh my God. Or did you say, damn, I see myself getting money too. I see a cute boy paying my rent too. Which one was it? Tell the truth. Tell the fucking truth right now. Because if it was the first one, you need to check yourself, okay? I know that it is so natural for some to look at a situation and think like, wow, if it's happening for her, it can't happen to me. That is not the truth. There is unlimited, unlimited abundance that you need to tap into. Starting with when somebody tells you that something positive is happening for them, you say, I'm so happy for you. That also happens for me. Do you see what I'm saying? I don't want any negative Nancys using my story as a way to tell themselves that they're not worthy of the same, if not more. You really thought I wasn't gonna catch that, did you? But nope. Pause, bitch. I'm coming for you. I ended last year and started this year in like kind of a negative space regarding money. I was obviously struggling. I had taken out loans to move and yada, 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 and have been paying them back. And it's like, I don't have as much luxurious money. What? I don't have as much spending money as I used to. So I was like pretty bummed about that. And it was really getting me down until I started having sex. I'm just kidding. I was feeling pretty, what's the word? What's the opposite of abundance? I was very lack-minded until I had that little like experience with Fuego and he like lifted my spirits. It sounds so funny, but it's so true. Literally getting good dick made me feel better about myself and have more motivation and raised my vibration to where I could then be in a space to see all of the abundance and see all the luxury and see all the blessings that were coming my way and claim that and put it out there. And the universe read it and brought it right back. Okay. So what I'm trying to say here is that orgasms are like meditation. And during this state of meditation, that is when you are like raising your vibration. And if you are not one that likes to meditate, you're not really going to understand what I'm saying. But if you do like to meditate, you're going to understand when you're meditating, you're in this like fuzzy, warm place. Like, I don't even know how to explain it, but it obviously feels different for everybody. But you can just feel the insides lighting up. And like, oh my God, it's such a great feeling. You feel like you're transcending. That's why they say like raising your vibration. You feel like you're like going up. Babes, what does that sound like? Where you have this warm feeling inside and you're like, oh my God, and you're like raising your vibration. Sex, babes, sex, okay? So if meditation doesn't work for you, try rubbing one out. Moral of the story. I'm just kidding, but I'm not. Isn't that fucking insane that something that like some people might even consider to be taboo, even me, when I was going through like my blockage, meaning like I was not sexually aroused at all ever, my libido had died when I was with my ex, I was leaning towards the place of like sex is bad and that like exchanging energies with somebody is bad. Like obviously anything in excess and being irresponsible and not using protection and like not protecting yourself from, you know, there's some bad people out there. Don't have sex with fucking bad people, but protected, loving, caring, whatever the fuck sex can literally change your life. And it literally changed my life. Okay. I don't know how to say that, but me, even a month ago, I'm not the same person, babes. If they were to do a body scan, I would be probably pinging all different types of colors. Pinging. I said pinging, not peeing, just to be clear. Anyway, sorry guys. You know, this is when it starts to get to the end, when I can feel my brain just start to race and think about all 25 different tabs that are open in my brain. You already know it. I know you know that this is when it starts to come to the end. But I just want to let you know that potentially, if you're in a space where you're feeling down, touch yourself. No, but also when you are engaging in activities, think about your mindset. Use those moments to manifest. Use the way that our body naturally reacts to sexual arousal. Is that how it's sexual? Okay, I'm sorry. I sound like a fucking parent. I'm sorry. But use the way that our body feels in those moments where we're vibrating high already naturally to be closer to the universe so that you can tell them what the fuck you want. Because the higher you vibrate, the quicker it manifests, right? Low vibrations, shitty negative energy, that's not moving too quickly. It's very sluggish. That high energy, that oh my God, that's when manifestations start to move quickly. Okay, babes. So go have a good fucking time with yourself or with your partner. No way. Disclaimer. I don't know if disclaimers go at the end or if they're only for the beginning, but an end disclaimer. I am not telling you to go have promiscuous sex. I do not think that promiscuous sex with multiple people that you have nothing to do with is a good idea. Did I do it? Yes. Did it work out for me? Yes. Does it work out for most? No. Have I been in situations where I'm having promiscuous sex and it only makes me feel worse? Yes. The only reason this has felt good for me is because for the last year and a half, I have basically been abstaining from sex, taking care of me, working on my spirit, and I am already in a high place. I'm always high too. But you know what I mean? Please do not take what I'm saying to either go be sexually active. If you're not sexually active, do not go be that. Do not go do that. Your time is your time, please. Okay, I am not here to influence anybody into having sex. I'm just saying when you do, use those moments to talk to the universe, okay? I love you, darling. You are everything to me. Thank you so much for your patience. I swear to God, you guys are actually the best. Like, this little fucking family we got going on, I love you. Keep sending me your questions, concerns, DMs, whatever, just saying hello. Your reviews for the podcast, leave them in the review box or DM me. I love to hear from you guys. My Instagram is at Helly's Angel. My TikTok is at Helly's Angel. And my podcast is Giving Hell. You're already here. I didn't need to say that. I love you so much. Happy fucking Valentine's Day. Go get fucked. I love you. Bye.